Backseat Producers, episode number 280, Super.
To sing, I use yours to keep my time, other than Luke's drums.
That makes sense.
Because yours actually mirrors more what the guitar does.
Because the drum has four beats, where the bass line has eight. I play four beats, then four beats, but there's a sequence that goes through eight beats.
A pattern of eight.
And then repeats that pattern of eight over and over again.
Yeah, but he just repeats.
Where his is just repeating four.
Yeah, his is just keeping time. He did something weird one of the times when we played through Bad Moon Rising that sounded awesome, and we're never going to reproduce it. Like, he had to, I don't know, I can't even describe it. Afterwards, he's like, that was awesome, I wish I knew what we did. Damn it.
Yeah. Well, at one point, he, like, added an extra beat in there or something. Yeah, I meant to bring my H1 just to have it, like, sitting in the corner of the room.
I thought I turned my, just using the MacBook Pro mic on, but apparently I didn't, and I was like, fuck, come on.
Yeah, I was just gonna, because I've got the, when I bought the H1, I bought the little pack that came with the mic stand, and,
So you just plop it on a table, and it's got that condenser, the dynamic mic.
Yeah, well, it's, like, it came with this, a little tripod. It actually came with a stick that I can screw into it, so it'll fit on one of these mic stands, because the H1 itself won't.
Right,
just,
right.
Just natively. And then it also came with an AC adapter, so I can just plug it in, and just record all night.
Yeah,
I mean with AA batteries, as long as I put a single fresh AA battery in it, it lasts.
Yeah, you'll
last
get a whole
like five
night.
Or six hours.
Yeah, you'll get a whole practice of worth at least.
Yeah,
especially since we have like a 2 hour around the 2 hour mark, we start to lose focus.
Well, and that's. I don't think that's bad.
I don't think it's bad either.
Because
that's where we're at.
Yeah.
We haven't played long enough to have the endurance.
And we still only have a couple of songs that we're really playing through. I get pretty sick of those two songs.
Yeah, pretty quick
two
now.
2 hours.
Yeah, pretty quick now. Like, when it comes on, I'm like, I don't want to listen to this song again. I'm done with this.
Yeah, I can really understand how... Like, as a fan, you listen to a song over and over and over again, it seems really cool. But as an artist, you get really fucking sick of that song after hearing it that much. I totally get that.
Yeah, like, I hear it in my sleep. I see it at work. Stop it!
Yep.
Get out of my head.
Yep.
Brainworm.
The notebook has the list that we started last week somewhere.
I'll be honest with you, I don't bring
it. Oh, there it is. Well, I can scratch Super off the list now. I saw that Stoker is available on Redbox right now.
Yeah! Well, Matthew Good action? What?
Do you guys have any preferences for what's next?
Try to do Pacific Rim.
I've seen,
Give me one more week on Pacific Rim, because I can't guarantee that I'll be able to see it this weekend.
Okay,
I will try.
The Wolverine, that's not out yet. It starts this Friday.
God damn, Roger. You know, I've seen everything on there except for Wolverine. So, to me, it is indifferent. I'm indifferent. I would like to watch Pi again before
All right. We
do it. So, it does not matter to me what we do. So, whatever is easiest for you to...
Well, I can do Pi. I mean, it's not that hard. I've seen it once before a long time ago, so...
I've never seen it, so...
It's really good.
We can do Pi.
Very disturbing movie.
We never did JCVD either.
JCVD.
Can I stream it? Are you familiar with this movie, Daryl? Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh.
It was also at one point referred to as Van Damage.
What is this, a documentary or is this a...
No, it is a movie where Jean-Claude Van Damme plays himself. And I've never seen it, but it's like he plays himself and he gets caught up in like a heist and people think he's like that. And so he has to be like that because people think he's like that.
I would watch this movie.
I've heard good things about it. It's like, it seems like
well, as long as the actor is rolling with the joke.
Yeah, well,
is he mocking himself or is he mocking action stars in general?
It sounds like he's mocking his
typecasting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because the idea is people think he's this badass kickboxer, you know, rogue.
He's an actor star, yeah.
Yeah.
I am not the character.
Yeah, they think he is the action star
Yeah, they can't separate reality from the fan. This is I'm just an actor.
Right, right.
I'm an actor and I play one on TV.
We need to move that away from you. You are loud. Mm-hmm. So am I, though.
All right.
So is tomorrow the Archon meeting?
No, it'll probably be in August, second week in August sometime.
Oh, that's right. That's the one where that's probably when, about when
Gen Con is. Yeah.
We need to talk to Stingray and see if he's going to be around.
Stingray's
Let him pick a movie from the list and get him.
I thought he was supposed to be here tonight.
No, it's in a couple weeks. It's when Gen Con is.
Oh, okay.
Sam wants to be on an episode. He wants to be on the Pacific Rim episode.
Good, Sam. Will you tell him to fly to St. Louis and then he can be on an episode?
I'll just leave this in here and he can hear that for himself. Come on, Sam.
Goddamn.
You fly to see your girlfriend all the time, you can fly to see us.
I thought he moved to be down near her now.
I don't know.
I think he moved to be down near her.
He was in Colorado, what?
No. He was in Nevada.
Nevada, okay.
Stingray's in Colorado.
I think he just moved closer to Reno, though.
Oh, okay.
Because he changed jobs and all sorts of stuff.
Yep.
Tony, I am ecstatic. I had this stock that sucked, and then it did a reverse split, which usually is a bad sign.
What is a reverse split? Is it
unlike a stock which will split, say, 2-for-1?
Yeah,
this will say 1-for-2. In other words, fewer outstanding
shares. It's like merging. Whoa.
Well, yeah. it's kind of like buying your. It takes the available stock off the market.
Yeah,
which reduces the float.
Sure. Yeah, because I had 250, and then it condensed me down to 25. But like when a stock is too low in price, it looks dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So they reverse split it, the stock price increased tenfold, and now it's like up 300%. It was the best thing ever.
Wow.
I've actually made money on this thing, which I thought was just going to be a tremendous waste of my time.
That's fantastic. Reduces the float, and also NASDAQ has a rule that says you can't go below $2 a share, and then you get delisted. And a lot of mutual fund companies won't touch you.
Yeah, it was a bad scene for that company, but not anymore. Now it's awesome. Great.
Right, well, they raise the stock price, the institutions can then buy it, because it doesn't look like a penny stock.
Yeah, I think I talked my dad into buying it, so he took a huge bath on it, and now he's fine, so it's great.
What is it?
It's Neo Biostem. They are a company, they developed this thing that combats heart disease, right, which is like the number one killer of people in this country, so they divested themselves of all of this debt. And this was back when I bought it. I was like, so you have this treatment that's, you know, shown pretty promising tests for the number one killer of people in this country, and you're dumping a lot of your shit business pieces.
Cleaning up your balance sheet.
This can only go well for me. And then it tanked. Yeah. And I was like, why is every other stock on the market doing well, except for this one? But now, like, all the big stocks are down, like, in the last 2 weeks, like Microsoft and Apple and all that shit.
For fundamental reasons, because their earnings aren't what these are quote unquote supposed to be.
They should project more accurately.
Or doesn't matter.
Do better.
If you're off even by a penny, the Wall Street beats you up.
Well, I'm on. Tony, let me tell you a story. So I watched The Killing on AMC.
Okay.
So I got a theological problem with The Killing on AMC. No, not with The Killing, with just AMC in general. So they're coming out with this new show with Mark Strong in it, right?
Okay.
He's, you know who he is.
I think so.
He's in everything. He was the bad guy in the first Sherlock Holmes movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that guy. So they're coming out with this new show with him, and it's like airing in like the next 2 weeks. So they're doing this tandem broadcast where, like, they're trying, like, because Breaking Bad also premieres in 2 weeks, they're like, sometimes bad decisions can be so good. Hey, AMC, this guy's not Walter White. I don't have the relationship with this guy that I have with Walter White. I feel, you know how I feel about Breaking Bad? I feel like me and Walter White beat cancer.
And he's also bald in this.
This is not Walt. I don't want this. Don't draw some sort of connection here with a show I haven't seen because me and Walt beat cancer. Did you read that article about Bryan Cranston?
Yes.
That is the best. Did you read this article about him? So at Comic-Con, he was walking around in a Walter White mask, taking pictures with people, and then he went to the goddamn Breaking Bad panel, and he pulled off the Walter White mask, and it's Bryan Cranston. Wearing a mask of himself.
It's a huge, ridiculously oversized mask. Yeah, and
he
mask.
Looks like that. He looks like the old man from the Six Flags yes. commercials. He's like taking pictures with fans. That is the best. Yeah. That is the goddamn
it is,
best.
It is good. It's really good.
A plus forever, Bryan Cranston. A plus.
No, it's really a mind fuck there.
Like, the mask could not be creepier.
All right, so what are we doing next week? Pie?
Let's do pie.
Cool. All right.
Are we going back to our Wednesday night schedule?
Yeah.
Okay. Until whenever in August.
Okay. Yeah, when we'll do that in August. We'll switch it up. And I'm going to try. I meant to do it before we got married, but I was going to have an episode. I'm going to record something with Chibi. I'm going to record something with T. Just to kind of pad stuff out, just because things are going to get crazy.
What has Chibi been doing lately?
He's getting married in a couple of days.
Wow. Oh, is that this weekend?
It's this weekend. Oh, yeah, wow. by the time this episode drops, he will be hitched.
Mm. Congratulations, Chibi.
I gotta email him about some other stuff, too.
So his wife will be known as Chibette?
I'll probably just call her Abby.
The great Mrs. Chibi.
Yes.
I'll probably just call her Abby.
Probably Abby. I have tried to take in more to call him David recently, just because... That is his name. Chibi and he's kind of distanced himself a little bit from Chibi. He's gone more with the Sparky nickname thing. He changed his Twitter name.
Mm.
It's a little shorter.
That helps a
lot. The artist formerly known as Mr. Chibi.
It's also weird because like Chibi's a small person.
Yeah.
He's not he's a not, small person at
not
all.
Not at all. He's just giant.
So big.
But it's like you see him if you don't see him around anything, he seems like a norm. I mean, he's just a big guy. He's just perfectly so proportioned, tall. But he's tall. So it's like if you just see him with no other context around, he just looks like a normal sized guy.
The weird thing is like when he's sitting down at a table, like I don't know, physics don't work because like he just looks like normal sized dude. But then he gets up and you're like,
but he also kind of
where was that thing unfold?
He also kind of slouches a little bit. Like, he kind of brings himself in.
Where did this go?
Yeah, because I remember when we had that Pixar recording with him, we sat around that table and yeah, we're all eye level. And then he stands up and it's like we're looking up at him. Which, seeing pictures of he and Abby.
Yeah, because Abby's real short.
It's like.
There are a couple pictures with.
Like, she's like right here.
Yeah,
like
shoulder height.
Yeah, there are a couple pictures where it's like. Top of her she's head cleverly standing on like a fallen tree.
A box.
And still looking up at him.
It's funny. I like watching them from a distance. Because it's like watching like a romance. Like before the movie goes to shit. Not that the movie's gonna go to shit, but like in the good times.
Yeah.
And then in someone that, at the end times.
Yeah.
But like if you cut out the, they have to get mad at each other and then break up later. Like if you cut that out, that's like what I see with the two of them.
Yeah, they're the romance movie that is just completely unwatchable because there is no, because there's no conflict.
Yeah, it's like How I Met Your Mother. It's like Jason Segel and Allison Hannigan, only without that weird season 3 thing where they broke up.
Did you see the thing they did at Comic-Con with the
kids?
Yeah,
the kids. That was great.
Yeah, I dug that. I'm still calling that mom's dead.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be a funeral.
That's the only thing. I think that's the only reason the kids would sit there and listen to that goddamn story that long. Either that, one of two things has to happen. Now that they've identified who it is, either...
I still don't know. I gotta download this. I gotta get the new season.
The last episode of the current season, you see her. They full on show her. she walks up and like buys a ticket to something or something. And she's like, I need this. And she's like, there, that's the actor. That's who it is. That's the mom. Mm. So now that they've done that, this is the last season, and the last season is the wedding, Barney and Robin's wedding.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting married.
They led up to that through this season. But yeah, they're getting married, and the weekend of the wedding is the whole season. The whole season is like that day, which I'm actually kind of cool with that.
Listen, How Much Your Mother oftentimes can be really dumb, but it's very cleverly told.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole look back shtick, and the best they've done really clever things with, like he mixes up the stories. Like,
yes,
those episodes were awesome.
Like when he slips something in there that it's like, we're talking about pot, but it's sandwiches. We all enjoyed sandwiches that evening. and then we got hungry and ate chips after.
Bob Saget.
Yeah, either she's dead or about halfway through the season, she needs to come out and like sit on the arm of the couch and listen to the rest of the story with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because it's like, come on. One of those two things has to happen. I still think she's dead, though.
She's dead is a good theory. I like that.
And the show's not afraid to go dark.
Oh, it's not, yeah.
And they've done it in some unexpected ways. Yeah. That whole scene where it's like, where they showed Robin with the kids, and it's like, yeah, but she didn't have kids, and they just disappeared. It's like, whoa.
God damn, everything with
Marshall's dad.
Yeah, Marshall's dad. That shit was rough. That shit was intense.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
I did not want to watch that.
Then he had like a barbecue on his tombstone. Like, what is happening?
All right, let's start this. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Daryl.
And this is David.
We are the Backseat Producers. Welcome.
Are we KBSP? No, we're on the other side of the river. We have to be...
Yeah, we'd be WBSP. You would have been K-Podge.
We would have been K-Podge, yeah. I am getting podgy, too. I'm getting weight. Bad scene. I like eating. That's the problem. I like eating, and I don't like exercising.
Mm, it's a bad combination.
So we had our second band practice.
Oh God,
it went much better than the first band practice. We even had commentary.
Kim was really racist to me, which I took as a sign of greatness because now I know we've made it.
That was hilarious. Would it work better if you counted in Spanish? Though I never thought that about the fact that in Spanish there are multiple syllables.
Yeah.
In that.
Not really, only cuatro.
And who else?
No, Uno.
Uno?
Oh, yeah, Uno.
Uno, yeah. Uno, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's man.
Yeah, so you get two. Yeah, six syllables.
All right.
Well, trace is, that's a single syllable.
I think it's actually two syllables, but.
Huh?
I think it's like trace.
I mean, if you pronounce it that way.
Yeah. Not pronounce it that way. Or wrong.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm having a good time with that.
Yeah, I'm digging this. I don't regret doing this.
No, not at all.
Which is on my list. Not regretting doing things.
Well, save so much time when you don't regret the things you do.
Yeah, it's
you just because your option is, well, I'm just going to stop doing that.
Yeah,
and then you just save time because then you're not doing it and you're not regretting the fact that you did it before.
Exactly.
You just move on.
Yeah, there's like a short list of things that'll keep me from make me stop doing things. Regretting it immediately is on that list.
All right, so next week we're going to discuss pie. Mm. We should have some pie.
Yes.
We missed an opportunity on doing this.
We should have done it in March.
On March, yeah.
We miss opportunities all the time like this. So.
That's kind of our deal.
We just not release the episode for 6 months.
In fact, I'd argue that being the Recently Dead Guy podcast is kind of like missing the opportunity to be to interview that person.
That's true.
Every time.
We should do a Dennis Farina movie. We've done Snatch,
though. Yeah, we've done Snatch, but there's so many.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of things.
I can't wait to watch Pie again.
I've never seen it, so I'm looking forward to it. I've heard good things about it.
I told Melina that was on the list of things we were going to do, and she's like, I'm not watching that again with you.
Okay.
You got it.
I'll never look at drills the same way.
It's so good.
All right, so...
1998?
Yep.
Yeah. 15 years.
God. Oh my god, the second billed actor in this is goddamn Hector Salamanca.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. Let me show you his picture. That's Mark Margolis.
Oh, yeah. I know yes, who that sir. Is.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Man, I gotta go watch ding, this tonight.
Ding, 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 yeah. All right. Shut up, crime.
Shut up, crime.
Daryl, what'd you think?
Oh, boy. This movie's kind of all over the place. I enjoyed it, but it took me a little while to warm up to it.
I could see that.
Superman Returns. Super not on my IMDb list. What?
It's yes, down it on the list.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is weird. You put in the word super, and you'd think that'd be the top of the list, but Supernatural.
Yeah.
Super 8.
Super everything but super.
Yeah, so I love this movie.
I heard about this movie before it came out because at the time I was following Rainn Wilson on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I'd heard about James Gunn, and he's the writer-director, and he's from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Found out after the fact that he wrote Scooby-Doo.
Yep. Scooby-Doo 2.
He was credited with the script of Scooby-Doo also.
One, okay. Yeah. And the fun thing is, his birthday is the same as mine.
Really?
Yes. He's just 17 cool. years younger. Or 17, yeah. Most 17 years younger.
I see this guy, and I can see that that is probably true.
And yeah. He has a pretty good St. Louis resume, too. I mean, he was a part of the Young Filmmakers editing group known as the Splicers, which apparently made a fairly good name for themselves, and then went to the St. Louis University also. And he's a real homegrown character. We can forgive him for moving to New York to get an MFA, which he said he regretted somewhat, but he was a perfectly good waste of time.
You know what? This guy's got a nice, long, slow build to his career. Mm-hmm. And next year, he's making it right now, but next year, Guardians of the Galaxy mm-hmm. comes out, and he's the director.
Yes.
What the hell is Guardians of the Galaxy?
It's another Marvel. It's the next big Marvel group team movie.
Oh.
Yeah, he's certainly paid his dues in the entertainment industry. And all his family, except for his sister, is involved in the movie business somehow. Mm-hmm. She's the black sheep of the family. She became a lawyer.
Boo.
Boo. Yes.
Yeah, you know how we feel about lawyers around here.
Mm-hmm.
We bang them.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Oh, my God, is it true? Shut up, crime.
So,
oh, this guy has crazy hair.
He was actually in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was the demon.
Yep.
In the
that guy was
in the
up.
In the Nathan Fillion videos. Yeah, he was the demon.
And so was his brother and to his brother, cousin, and everything else. I mean, good lord, they were all the extras.
Hey, if you can do it.
Well, if you got a big enough family in the movie business, they all can join in real easily.
Whoa, George Hickenlooper and the Splicers thing.
Yeah, they were a pretty notable bunch here.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he appeared as himself in the 2008 novel Bad Moon Rising. I can play that on the guitar, kind of.
And I can almost play it on bass. All right, you loved it?
I did. Tony, what did you think of it?
I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. I didn't know what to think at first. In the beginning, it's a little bit...
seriously?
Pretty dark, actually.
I didn't think it really took itself seriously at all. It didn't. I was surprised by the heart that it had. Especially yes. at the end.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
The ending was really had a really nice it had a really nice sweet quality to the ending.
Yes.
That was I kind of felt it earned.
Yeah, it didn't shit it up.
Yeah.
I expected it to shit it up. It didn't.
No.
And I was like, I'm pleased with the way that this finished.
Yeah, I was
and all
really,
of the events
really
that led
happy.
Up to it.
I was really, really happy the whole way through it. Like they could have gone in a lot of different ways, mm-hmm. and there were a few things were fairly expected.
Yes.
But I was okay because
there were a lot of things that were not expected.
No.
They're not going to do this. Oh, they just did that. They're not going to do that. Oh, they just did that. And then, in the end, they're not going to do this. Oh, they did that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, let's kind of go through the cast a little bit. I was surprised at a few of the people who were cast in the roles they were in. Like, Liv Tyler.
Yes.
I was a little bit surprised at the role she played.
Though, to be fair, she is not doing anything with her life
right now. No, she's really not.
She didn't do much in this movie either, except be drunk.
I thought she was good in this movie.
I thought she was good.
For what she had to do in the movie.
Screen time, yes.
Like, I was fine with it.
Considering some of the other things she's done, she didn't really need to play this role in this movie.
That role could have been played by just about anybody.
It could have been. It could have been. And it could have been played a lot worse by anybody, too.
Star of the movie.
Rainn Wilson?
No, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon was good.
Kevin Bacon is rapidly shaking off the shackles of Footloose or Dirty Dancing. I don't remember which one he was in.
No, he was in Footloose.
But it was bad. He's rapidly shaking off the shit shackles of that and becoming one of the people I like watching. Like on The Following, god damn it, that dude doesn't murder like 5 people every episode.
I still have like 5 episodes of that to watch, but yeah.
That Crazy Stupid Love, he was fantastic. I haven't really done Crazy Stupid Love, by the way.
I'll disagree. I think Ellen Page was the come from behind star on this. I mean, she just bounced all over a friggin' screen.
I love Ellen Page.
And see, I liked that, and it bothered me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was a little bit too much. It was, she was supposed to be excited and spastic and...
Well, she was certainly all that.
She was. A few times it was just like...
I know, a bit over the top.
I kind of felt like the director just said, hey, play Juno, only not pregnant. And then she's like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm changing.
It was play Juno, but now that you're not pregnant, you can drink a lot of coffee.
Do you not drink coffee when you're pregnant? I thought you could.
No. Caffeine. You shouldn't drink caffeine. No. Tea.
Well, I got to stop getting pregnant then.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, it's covered under the new health care act.
No, he's getting me pregnant. It's Obama's baby.
Oh, okay. It's not Prince Williams.
The NSA is going to be at my house tomorrow. Yeah.
Great. Or on Tuesday, after this releases on Monday. Kevin Bacon was fantastic.
Kevin Bacon was fantastic.
Rainn Wilson was good.
I love Rainn Wilson in this. Here's the thing. There are a couple actors who I don't like, generally, until they play a role like this. Like Will Ferrell. I hate Will Ferrell. I don't find that dude funny at all. But god damn if, shit. You know the good movie he was in? The really good one?
Yeah.
Stranger Than Fiction.
Yeah.
How good Stranger Than Fiction was?
Yep.
This is the same thing for me with Rainn Wilson. I don't like Rainn Wilson. I think I don't find Dwight funny. But god damn, was he good in this movie.
He had to act a whole lot more in this movie than he does as Dwight.
Right.
Dwight is just a schlub.
Yeah. I mean,
he's just weird. He's there.
But he was really good in this.
I wish I would have seen more Linda Cardellini.
I don't know who that is.
She played Velma in Scooby-Doo. She was the pet shop girl with the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
But I like her. She was just in a very, very small part of this movie.
I am very familiar with this person now that I've seen her on IMDb pictures.
Yeah.
Nathan, Tommy, she was in ER.
Yes, she was. I watched that season.
I know where you're going with the next thing.
Nathan Fillion was ridiculous as the Holy Avenger.
Yeah, he really was.
And the surprise, it was Rob Zombie was the voice of God.
I did not know
I
that.
I did not know that either.
But now I am happy that I do.
But that makes sense.
It really does. Kind of really screwed up there.
It really does make sense.
Yeah.
Michael Rooker. That guy's just kind of awesome.
That guy is kind of awesome, yeah. Merlin up.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen these previews for the new season of Walking Dead?
I talked about that the other night.
I know, I can't remember who brought up what.
It was me.
It just looks like the same thing to me. In fact, it looked like a lot of scenes that they've already, like, from the previous season that they just recycled into a trailer.
The 4-minute-long one?
Yeah, with the weird disjointed music in the background, like the oddly non-thematic music in the background.
Well, yeah. But no, the sequence when they're like doing the choreographed raid on the grocery store.
Yeah.
It looked like they were doing things efficiently and smartly, and things weren't being.
Yeah, there
seemed to be a distinct lack of bad decisions.
Fusion? Like they were killing zombies through the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the best weapon against zombies is? That fence. You just kill them through the fence.
I like how they just had him, all the weapons just pinned up to the fence, just grab one and go.
Yeah. If they fix that, then I'll be fine with it. Anyway, back. Sorry, back to Super.
I have a feeling that's going to be the first two or three episodes, what we saw in that trailer.
Probably.
Which is fine.
Yeah. All
right. Nathan Fillion is a Holy Avenger. Jesus Christ, that was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
In the best way possible. That was ridiculous. Everybody else was just kind of there. Nothing really stand out from then on. Mm-hmm. But
I like this movie. I like movies where people in the beginning of the movie arrive at some conclusion that is not the right conclusion, and then through the course of the movie they realize that they made a mistake. And I like that this movie did that, but Rainn Wilson did not think that the mistake was becoming the superhero and beating the shit out of people.
And man, they did not shy away from showing what would happen to somebody if you smacked them in the head with a monkey wrench. Jesus.
God.
The guy who... No butts.
No butts. That was awesome. Don't butt in line. Don't molest kids. I like the way that they did that, too. Like, they could have done a whole bunch more with him and being ridiculous about the way that he chastised people, but I think that the way that they did it was perfect. Like, there is no point, there's no tone in his voice that isn't, you should already know this, don't do this.
Yes.
Don't molest kids.
There's
don't
no,
do that.
He's not Captain America. He's not going to give a big flowery speech.
Yeah.
He's just going to say, don't do this.
Don't molest kids.
The look on that kid's face was ridiculous.
Like his wallet ran away.
I loved how his costume looked terrible and never got better.
Yes. His costume was awesome.
And with I love the obvious mistakes of that kind of costume.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was ridiculous. I loved how he was just messed up. Like seeing things,
yeah.
God talking to him.
Oh yeah, this happens
everybody's
to me all the time.
Demons.
It happened to me when I was younger, it happens to me all the time. So now I just go with it. Okay. Last time it happened, God told me to marry my wife. So I did. Alright.
I loved how these are my two perfect moments. That's like justified your wedding day.
He went in there.
He went in there. What? Aren't the hands a little big?
Man, Liv Tyler was a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Coked out bitch. So this movie did not pull any punches.
No.
No, it didn't. I'd have to give it credit for that. I mean, they do show the examples of what happens if you try to be a superhero in real life. You're going to get killed or injured at some point.
I love when Kevin Bacon shows up at his house. And he makes some eggs.
Hey, these are great. Are those special brown eggs? I don't think I've ever had a brown egg. It's weird. Like, his obsession with the brown egg, I kind of feel is justified because I don't know what a brown egg is.
Those
Why is the egg brown?
Eggs. Those weren't brown eggs.
Why is the egg brown?
Brown eggs. They were spread eggs. You're the guy with the eggs. This guy makes good eggs. He's the guy that makes the brown eggs.
I told you about this guy. Don't touch my car. No, that's not the touching I meant. I'm out of here.
That's weird.
That's weird. So, I love that they killed her. I love that they killed Ellen Page.
Yeah.
I did not expect that to happen.
No.
I didn't expect it either. And when she died, I kind of thought maybe he was going to die too. I thought it was just going to, like, it was going to end in a big explosion and everybody was going to be dead. And the cops would show up and be like, What is going on?
So what I thought was going to happen was at that point, before, like moments before she died, I thought, oh, the obvious thing here is that he's going to get in there and then he's going to realize that Ellen Page is the chick that he should be with because she's clearly crazy also.
And crazy hot for him.
Yeah, and just raped him.
Yes.
I'm all gush.
That was also weird. It's all gushy.
Gushy.
That was a really creepy scene, too.
No, that scene was awesome.
Put the mask on.
Put it on. Just put the mask on. Yes.
I knew at that point this movie had totally lost it.
No, that was when the movie got good.
That was the way the sex scene in Watchmen should have went.
It really was.
That's what really happened, but they showed us that really weird pseudo-romantic thing.
Yeah, and then you gotta see his butt for like 15 minutes. Fucking, yeah, you got erectile dysfunction. I don't need to see your ass. Like, either get to the banging or don't show me your ass. Like, those are the options.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that scene was weird, and I'm like, what is happening now? And then they're like, oh, we gotta go tonight. Okay, I'm in. Then, I loved that they didn't pull the punch at the end where she just leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, she stayed with me for a couple of months because I guess she kind of felt like she owed it to me. But then she was gone. Yeah. Yeah. Okay with that.
I was okay with it. And I was glad that he was okay with it.
Yes.
Like that he was like, you know what? Everybody's happier now.
That was the conclusion that he came to, that I was happy that.
And it was such a great conclusion. It's like, you know what? She's better off without me. And if it wasn't for that, they wouldn't have this great little family, and those awesome kids wouldn't be there. And then he gets that mail for mm-hmm. Uncle Frank, and it's like, oh, that's really sweet. And it was a sweetness that that really felt earned.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, yeah, that was good.
Like, I can see a lesser movie that being just a left turn ending that's like, I don't even understand what's going on. But just the fact that he had that whole wall full of perfect moments, and they were full of little things, mm-hmm. just little nothing things. Yeah. It just showed you that character grew, mm-hmm. and it was great.
Yeah,
I really liked that.
He broke out of his shells essentially.
Yeah, yeah, and he had stuff.
Yes. Broke the shell with a wrench.
Well, yeah. And what was cool is that he didn't. It wasn't that he like denied the fact that he did that or anything like that. He did. Moments in costume and moments with Ellen Page and stuff were represented there. Mm-hmm. And that was cool also.
Yep.
How did he get away with all of that and not get arrested?
Wow. Yes, for all the things he did, running back to his car, didn't not one person get the license plate? I mean,
I know.
It's a very, very easy thing to do. That car was not exactly...
She was so excited when she hit that guy with the car.
The Boltmobile looks like it's going to take a bit of a beating there. Everything about her character was so matter of fact. I mean, it's like nothing bothers her. Let's go beat this guy to death. Oh, he deserved it.
It was all over the top
mm-hmm.
and ridiculous. Well, I thought he scratched the car. I think that's the guy.
So I put this movie on, and Melina's like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Rainn Wilson's a superhero. You don't have to watch it if you don't want. This looks stupid. You need to pause it. I gotta go take a shower, and I have to finish this movie now." All right. You really think that killing me, stabbing me to death is gonna change the world? I can't know for sure unless I try.
I know that whole little dialogue was kind of disturbing.
There was a lot of little moments in there that were super, super dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when. Before they show up at the party, when it's Kevin Bacon and Liv mm-hmm. Tyler and that other guy, the like drug dealer that comes over,
the kingpin, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like he was basically just gonna give her to that guy, and you could tell he wasn't completely comfortable with mm-hmm. it. Also, he was like, just go with him, it'll be okay.
Yeah, I guess when everybody else thinks your girlfriend's a prostitute, it's time to move on.
Yeah, that was. There was a lot of darkness, but it really just made it so much better.
Yeah. The darkness is what makes the end really good. They have, like, the last lines on the quotes page is really long, and it's all really goddamn good. And I'm not reading it, but it's
which
like...
Which one?
The
last... Oh, yeah.
So maybe you think something's wrong with me, yada, yada, yeah. yada, yada.
So maybe you think something's wrong with me. Maybe you thought I was going to learn what Jacques said was true. That I was deluded, that I was as evil as the rest of them, but maybe you're the one that needs to learn something. I know how it looks, but sometimes how it looks and how it is are two different things. The truth was in my heart. I followed it. I saved Sarah. She stayed with me a couple of months. They were not bad times, though they were most likely out of Sarah's sense of obligation, but one morning she moved on. I thought that it was me at the time and that I was the chosen one, but it was Sarah all along, and that's why I needed to save her. She needed to finish school to study anthropology because Sarah knows something about people. She needed to go back to her meetings where she had insights that struck others uniquely, and sometimes she needed to have nightmares of those ugly times at Jacques' ranch. Because a kind man, a man who was good and didn't know it, needed to learn how to comfort someone. And maybe, most of all, Sarah needed to have Patrick and Trevor and Laura and Joy, four children who probably wouldn't be at all, who probably wouldn't be at all if Libby and I hadn't gone to Jacques' ranch that night. Maybe, of all of us, if all of us are lucky, they're the ones who are going to change the world. And me, well, I got that rabbit after all. That and something much more. I mean, that was a nice speech that wrapped it all up and really...
Yeah, it came with a nice montage.
And it really showed you that this guy is not... He's not going to go on to do anything special. And he's fine with that. And he's okay with that. He's okay with the fact that if what I did helped Sarah and let her have those kids, and if those kids go on to change the world, if I am just any piece in that puzzle, I'm okay with it.
Yep.
Because as normal people, that's all we can really ever hope to be, unless we are that physicist or that scientist, that doctor that changes a life. But if you can inspire someone to do that and become a better person, that's what Superman's about.
Yeah.
And that showed the idea of that he was super and just being a regular man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that the montage keeps flipping back to the pictures of Libby on the wall, too.
Yeah.
Doug, that it's all gushy down there. God damn it.
What the hell's a Toro? People look stupid when they cry. And as ridiculous as the Holy Avenger was, you can totally see how he inspired Frank. Like, they were all spot-on perfect, cheesy TV show moments, but every line of it just totally just... He'd hook on to just the right words, and he'd get... Even though the ridiculous things were going on... the lust dust? The lust... The outfits they were wearing were awesome.
Yes, maybe we should do not what society expects of us. I don't think society expects you to do that.
All it takes to become a superhero is the choice to fight evil.
Yeah, there was one point, so he's flipping through TV when he's watching it, and like some hentai is on, and he had to change his channel. And then when he has the vision, like the tentacles come out, and I'm like, this is going to go to a dark place, and it's going to be delicious. And then it went to a weird place, and not a dark place. And I was like, this is acceptable. I see the finger of... He got fingered by God.
God, yes.
And then there was a completely ridiculous things like Hamilton, his buddy at work. You gotta forget that bitch. She's a fucking whore. She sucked more dick than my brother Victor, and you saw that faggot come in here once with cum worm on his beard. He didn't even know it was there.
How do you not know
someone just in your face? Man.
Brutal.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that whole diner was kind of a strange little corner of the universe in itself.
We're busy.
This is completely empty. Whoa, what are those? I'm not sure if I'm doing it right. If I am, bombs.
And then they did the nice little wham-bam backgrounds.
I like the little montage in the gun store, too. We're doing the little dance sequence.
Yeah, they're buying all this stuff, and everybody's looking at them. Yeah, you go.
Yeah, like, thumbs up. Yeah. Good job. That, and I'm a sucker for animated intros.
And that was strange.
That was great.
Dancing?
With them dancing and do the whole little dance routine was fantastic.
A little tribute to Bollywood there.
Where Kevin Bacon gets squished and his guts, when they open it up, spell out super. That was great. Yeah, I love this movie. I thought it was great.
Ellen Page does not seem like she's going to be in a bunch of stuff soon. 2013 is looking real light for her. Of course, she's in Days of Future Past.
Yeah. And she was in the previous X-Men movies, too.
Yeah,
but she's okay. Sucked. But she's okay. She's not... I've never been really that impressed with her.
Oh, she was good. God, Anna Paquin's coming back. Anna Paquin has a distinction of being the only woman on TV and movies when she gets naked. I don't want to see her naked.
Wow.
I don't want to see her naked anymore. There was a sex scene in True Blood this week, and I was like, put your goddamn clothes on. I'm tired of seeing you naked.
Whoa.
I'm tired of it.
Too much overexposure?
I just hate her. She's the symbol of all True Blood.
Oh.
It's so bad. But I keep watching.
Yeah, I mean, I saw her in Juno, Ellen Page in Juno, and thought she was good. Then I saw her, like...
In Inception, and you're like, This could have been anybody.
She could have been. It could have been anybody. Then I saw her in SNL. I saw her in SNL. She was terrible.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, somebody does a bad SNL appearance.
Yeah, it's. I saw her in like on a late night interview, and she was just boring. It's like, well, you're good at acting when you have a good director, a good script. Because she was good in Juno.
Juno was great.
Yeah, she was good in Juno.
But mostly immemorable and everything else I've seen. Yeah. Except, I mean, this. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that, she's good at that character.
But she was
fast talking.
She was just kind of spastic in this.
Yeah.
I don't even know it was really acting. It was just, there were a couple of scenes where it just seemed like she was just flailing around. Like Kermit.
Well, no, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was totally doing Kermit arms in that sequence when she was trying to do her little workout.
That was great. That was funny, though.
Trying to do a cartwheel, just not being able to.
She kind of made me wish that this was Kick-Ass 2. Because I was like, damn,
Hit Chloe Girl,
she's going to be in this.
Yeah. Hit Girl, she's not.
Have you seen the trailer for that?
I have.
That's a good-looking trailer.
It is a good-looking trailer.
I like that it looks like she's kind of given it up.
Given what up, Tony?
Given up being Hit Girl.
Oh,
Tony. And just trying to be a normal.
Chloe Moretz is still 16. She was born February 10th, 1997. She's currently 16.
You have to wait just a little while.
Yeah. Later. A year and a half, and then these reviews are going to go to a dark place.
not if she comes to town. You don't. As long as you don't cross state lines to go after her, you're fine at 17.
No.
Yeah. That's
weird. Wait, is she coming here? She's 17.
Send her an invitation.
Listen, I know a guy.
Send her an invitation to your birthday party. Come to Backseat Producers episode 350.
I know a guy who's really adept at capturing children.
Don't mind the white van.
Listen. It's windowless because we couldn't afford tinting on the windows. And it'd get really hot if they weren't tinted. This is for you.
Oh, boy. Speaking of going to dark places.
Yeah, I burnt Daryl.
Anything else?
Nope. Pretty much covered it.
Tony, I watched Naked and Afraid on Sunday.
Is that not incredible?
The dude was a pussy. It was terrible. Like, chick was, like, getting eaten alive by these bugs, and it's, like, the bottom half of her is just completely swollen, and he's like, I'm tired of using the machete to cut firewood, but you never actually see him doing that. And then, so the dude brings goggles to the jungle.
That was his
item. She brought a machete. He brought goggles. He's like, well, don't laugh when you see these. And she looked at him. What is this? What are you doing with this?
We might have to do some welding.
So, like, she's starting fires, and she's, like, capturing lobsters with, like, a homemade lobster net and swimming out into the ocean. Looking forlorn and wandering around.
Like, this show has taught me that if I ever have to be out in the wilderness naked and afraid, I hope it's with chicks and not dudes. Because dudes are pussies who will just whine a lot.
Here's the thing. I think women are predisposed to deal with a lot of shit, societally and physically.
Society teaches them to deal with a lot of shit.
Yeah, so they're
mostly from dudes.
Yeah, mostly from dudes, but also just biologically, like, they got a whole lot of concerns and issues.
That's true.
So they don't sweat the small stuff like dudes do in these situations. So I mean, there's some tough bitches. They've been conditioned to be hardy people.
Yeah.
There were a lot of butts in the show.
Yeah, aren't there? There are a lot of butts.
And there's, like, my favorite is the scenes that are censored that are, like, awkward, like, where they're just sitting on the ground. But then there's, like, that one strip of censor where you know that, like, that dude's junk is just hanging out there.
Yeah.
Melinda's like, I can't watch this anymore.
I'll have to definitely make an appointment to see this thing.
Sunday nights. It's better than True Blood. Change your DVRs. Even True Blood stopped showing. True Blood stopped showing naked people. It's pretty much disappointing. Oh,
that's a shame. That's when I stopped watching Stargate, when they stopped showing naked people.
Hey, I don't know what they were talking about. Stargate's fine. Stargate Universe was great.
Stargate Universe was real good.
SG-1 was.
I never really watched SG-1.
I like watching long running TV shows. We're like four seasons into The Mentalist now, which is an okay show.
It's an okay show.
And they just need to fucking solve this Red John thing and get it the fuck over with.
Yeah, but did you like how he Kevin Bacon'd that dude? That was awesome. Like, we were watching it, and then they were just sitting there, and he's like, oh, wait a minute. Bam, bam, bam! Lena's like, oh, he fucking Kevin Bacon'd it! I was like, I got bad news. This is 6 seasons long, and it's still on the air. That's not the dude. Oh, it's the dude. It's not the dude. It's the dude.
Like, God, and they keep throwing people in there, and I have a theory about who Red John is.
Yeah, so do I. I'm not close to being current, though, so.
Who do you think Red John
is? Yeah, I think it might be Bertram.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's him.
I don't think it's him.
I think it's him.
I don't think it's him.
They get
it
to,
would be awesome if it was Rigsby.
That would be ridiculous.
They insinuate maybe once every 5 episodes that Rigsby has like this dark, violent nature. And like every once in a while, he'll just kill someone.
Yeah.
Like that does not need to be killed and probably shouldn't have been.
My favorite character on that show is Cho, though.
Cho is the best.
He is such an awesome badass because he's just like so nonchalant.
Nonchalant, and every time somebody tries to ask him questions, he just turns around and starts interviewing them. And he is good for 3 things. Interviewing people, running them down, and I don't know what the third one is, but it's mostly not showing.
Being a sharpshooter. That's what he was in the military.
I haven't seen him snipe anybody yet.
He pulls that shit out later.
Oh,
that and he's like, he's ex-gang member.
Yeah.
And that keeps coming up.
Well, I know. It's the Playboys. I stole that for our fake game. Just because I knew it.
The Graboy Playboys. The
Graboy Playboys. God damn.
I got nothing else.
Yeah, me neither.
Let's call this. All right. We'll see you guys next week
with pie.
Some pie.